no, Kelly, you cannot do that. You cannot cut me off of coffee. I'm sorry.
I think I need to.
You know, Kelly does her best to keep me in line, but it's like a full-time job, isn't it?
It is. And what do I often say to your husband on Friday?
That he has to make me behave?
I always often say, I'm done now for the week.
Oh.
She's all yours.
She turns me over to him. You know, my mom used to say the same. As a matter of fact, she still says the same thing. I don't know. I guess it's just, I don't think I'm going to get past that one. Sorry.
Okay.
I tell you what, you were in big demand over the weekend.
I was.
Yes, everyone's asking, where's Kelly from Kelly and Coffee? I love to listen to Kelly. That's what they said. Yeah.
Okay.
So you have your own fan club now, Kelly.
I guess so. And they probably all just love coffee as much as me.
Maybe I should have asked them which they loved more, coffee or Kelly. But
yeah,
next time. Yeah. We were all at the Ultimate Date Night. Had so much fun Thursday evening up in Eau Claire. That was like our first event like this in the Eau Claire area. And enjoyed that up at Calvary Church, meeting some of our listeners there. And then Friday night at Bethany Church in La Crosse. What a blast we had. It was so much fun. And you were there.
I was there on Friday evening, and we had a great time.
So did you and your hubby get the hand clapping thing down?
We didn't, but, you know, I had to laugh when Jay said, you know, all you firstborns mm-hmm. are telling your spouse, we've got to get this right. Because I said to my husband at one point, you need to look at me, not them, so we can get this right.
Kelly is one of those type A, straight A students, and she has to get it done right.
That's right.
So what at the Ultimate Date Night, for those of you who were not there, they had the husbands and wives face each other and do, like, girls, you know what this is all about, the little hand clappy things, like Miss Mary Mack or whatever.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. So it's kind of like that, but then it had to do with marriage. And it was fun.
It was
challenging.
Very.
And pretty cool to look around and see everybody else messing up as badly as I was. So, except for Kelly,
laughing.
Of course. And laughing. Yeah, it was
that
just
that was really cool just to see husbands and wives laughing together.
Oh, yeah. Laughter indeed is good medicine. Mm-hmm. Well, it's May the 1st. Cannot believe that. As I look at the calendar, it's like, really? How did that happen? Here we are. But at least the weather is catching up with us.
I agree.
Yeah,
yes.
It's been really nice out. Of course, now it's rain and thunderstorms, but I'll take that with the warm temperatures.
That's okay.
Well, what listener comments have you brought in with you today?
Well, I have one from Candy in Hillsboro.
Okay. Hi, Candy.
And I enjoy listening to the Praise Network on my daily commute and sharing new songs and the messages I've heard with my husband over dinner in the evening.
Nice.
I love sharing the comical tips and stories shared on the quote-unquote Jay and Laura segments.
Yeah, it was that Jay and Laura that Jay and Laura were with us at the Ultimate Date Night. What
yes.
a great time. And we had a chance to go out to eat with them afterwards. And just a lot of fun and just very real. You know,
mm-hmm.
they have the same struggles that we do in marriage. And I love the insights that they're able to share.
Yes, I agree. And Misty from Toma
mm-hmm.
says, I really enjoy the music and the kids get into it too. I know that I can have that station on and not worry about what my kids hear.
You know, isn't that good? And we hear from moms and dads and grandparents whose kids and grandkids are listening to the same music and enjoying it. And to hear the little ones singing the words
mm-hmm.
along with the songs. It's great because I know how big of an impact the music that I listened to when I was younger had on my life and on my decisions. And to know that we're able to get those good messages into the hearts and the minds of the little ones is very exciting to me.
Yes. And then the last one is from Brenda in Viroqua.
Hi, Brenda.
She says, I love Pastor David Jeremiah.
Mm.
And the music is uplifting and gets me through the days with keeping my mind on my Lord and Savior, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Brenda. You know, my mom, she goes to sleep listening to Dr. David Jeremiah every night.
Oh.
So she likes to put that on the radio, and that's her bedtime. So
yes.
Pretty cool. He is an excellent teacher, and right now teaching through the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
How timely it is, and it seems like the more we look around, it just seems like things are worsening in so many ways, but yet just seems like we're getting so much closer to the return of our Lord and looking forward to that.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, very good. Coming up, we have One Fest. Mandisa, we heard right before this segment, she's going to be there. One Fest is a brand new Christian music festival coming to Chippewa Falls, July 28th and 29th. It'll be Mandisa and 10th Avenue North, Citizen Way, Sanctus Real, Love and the Outcome in Carrollton. Just a great lineup, a great time. Camping will be available and a fun weekend. Again, that's going to be in Chippewa Falls, July 28th and 29th. You can find out more about that on our website, which is Kelly?
PraiseNetwork.com.
Oh, good. Just checking to see if you're still listening over there.
I am.
Can I please have another cup of coffee?
Decaf.
Okay, she's cut me off.